Last month, a group of pharmaceutical companies dropped a widely criticized lawsuit which would have prevented South Africa from importing cheap generic versions of patented drugs. The outcome of the suit has emboldened AIDS activists who have been putting pressure on the companies to provide inexpensive versions of life-saving drugs to developing countries. But the pharmaceutical companies say these efforts are undermining the patent protections that are essential to the development of new drugs. More in this report from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The drug makers had gone to court to prevent the implementation of a law that would have allowed the importing of inexpensive copies of drugs into South Africa. But the suit was criticized around the world, and midway through the trial, drug makers decided to drop it. If nothing else, the suit was a public relations disaster, says pharmaceutical analyst Haman Shah.
It would have been much easier for the industry to take a stand against a violation of the national laws if they were really talking about drugs to treat hypertension or cholesterol, but they were talking about drugs to treat AIDS, which is killing awful lot of people in South Africa.
But for the industry, the fallout from the suit could make this more than just a PR problem. For years, AIDS activists and groups such as the World Health Organization have been pressuring drug makers to lower their prices in poor countries. Rachel Cohen of Doctors Without Borders says drug companies are enormously profitable and can well afford the small losses they would incur by doing so.
The entire continent of Africa constitutes 1.3% of the global pharmaceutical market. If they made absolutely no profit on the drugs and continued to sell them in Africa, we're not talking about any kind of actual effect, any meaningful effect on their bottom line.
Industry officials say critics such as Cohen miss the point. If life-saving drugs aren't getting to people who need them in places such as Africa, they say, it isn't just because they cost too much money. Jeff Truitt is a spokesman for the industry group Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. Truitt says most poor countries lack the healthcare system to distribute drugs and to see that sick people take them when they're supposed to.
The problem in many of these developing nations is much more complex than the issue of price and patent protection. The fact is that in many of these nations, there is a desperate need to improve the healthcare delivery system. That is a major thrust of the problem.
Despite that, the industry has given in to pressure and agreed to lower the prices of some AIDS drugs. With this week's decision by Novartis to lower the price of the malaria drug Ryumet, the battleground may be shifting to drugs for other diseases as well. But healthcare groups say companies haven't gone far enough given the immensity of the healthcare crisis in many places. And so activists have applauded recent moves by countries like Brazil and South Africa to make and import cheap copies of drugs. Again, Rachel Cohen.
More than anything, the South Africa case was a symbolic victory, and what we hope is first that it will pave the way for the South African government now to start using whatever legal measures they need to ensure access to AIDS and other drugs. But we also hope that it will embolden a little bit other developing countries who in many ways look to South Africa as sort of an example.
But allowing countries such as South Africa to sell drug knockoffs means big problems for the industry. Christopher Milne of the Center for the Study of Drug Development at Tufts University says once knockoffs begin to proliferate in one country, it can be hard to stop them from being shipped elsewhere. Milne says that's why the drug industry pursued the unpopular lawsuit in South Africa.
I think that it's not so much that they were worried about South Africa getting patented, pirated drugs, but that they were worried then that there would be parallel importing. In other words, cheap drugs would be imported from South Africa to other countries.
In a broader sense, industry officials insist that the trade in drug knockoffs represents an erosion of the whole system of patent protection. Without patents, companies can't make money, they say, and so they have no incentive to research and develop new drugs. Industry spokesman Jeff Truitt says research costs have exploded in the past two decades and now top $20 billion a year.
We need to get competitive returns on investment in the major nations of the world so that we can sustain this research and development spending and continue to be innovative and continue to bring important new medicines to the market.
AIDS activists are skeptical about that. They say most pharmaceutical companies keep the details of their research budgets a secret, so there's no way to tell how much of the money goes for pure research and how much goes for marketing and advertising. Whatever the truth about costs, drug companies are likely to face mounting pressure to lower prices in coming months. And as the South Africa case suggests, in the end, they may have little choice but to yield some ground. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.